latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. First, when Dani Alves says that Gabriel Jesus has the technical ability and mental toughness to emulate former World Cup winning striker Ronaldo. Jesus has enjoyed a terrific start to his club career in England with City, and the 20-year-old has also formed a potent combination with Neymar that helped Brazil book their spot at next year's World Cup finals in Russia. Alves admits he's been impressed by what he has seen and has likened him to the great Ronaldo. He said, "I wasn't joking when I called him the new Ronaldo. He's already great and will get better. For all that he's done, all that he's achieved, there's no pressure. He is doing what he loves." Moving on, and Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger does not dispute the quality in City's ranks, but insists that Pep Guardiola's men are not unstoppable. City have been the dominant force in the Premier League this season, and their tally of 31 points and a plus 31 goal difference is the best return from 11 matches in the competition's history. Last time out, City were 3-1 victors over Arsenal in a match that left Wenger seething following a string of controversial refereeing decisions. Wenger admits he is still frustrated by the game, but he's convinced City are not unbeatable. He told beIN Sports, "They are a good side, but they are not unstoppable. I don't dispute they're good, but they're not unstoppable. The referee had an absolutely atrocious impact on that game." Finally, Phil Foden is set to be considered for a first under-21 call-up in the new year as the FA looks to map out his international development. The City midfielder launched himself into the thoughts of the nation after his instrumental role in the under-17s win at the World Cup last month, scoring 2 goals in the final against Spain. Eddie Boothroyd, the under-21 head coach, gave thought to taking Foden to Ukraine last week for England's Euro 2019 qualifier, but was conscious of not overexerting the 17-year-old. However, it's believed he will be in the frame for a call-up for their next fixture against the Ukraine in March.